Well, it's good to catch up with you, Jeremy Camp. It's been a hot minute since we had a chance to chat, and you have some new music out. We're really excited about it. How are things going for you?
Amazing. We actually just celebrated our 20th anniversary, went to Cabo, so that was incredible. And then my girls are working now, which is weird because they're out of school and they're working until I kind of figure out what the next step is. And then my younger daughter, Ari, who's 17, is going to England in May for like 5 months. So we're like a whole different ball game and a whole different like time of life and season right now. So it's been great.
A couple of years ago, you had a song come out called Out of My Hands. Do you feel like you're in that season right now?
I think I'm always in that season anyway, but yes, absolutely. I mean, because my oldest daughter, Bella, she went with YWAM to Norway for her DTS and then went to Cambodia for her mission. And it was like, all right, Lord, all the things that you've been teaching me this past few years, I have to really practice in a sense. And it was good. It was hard. It wasn't easy. I'm tracking her on the phone, like, hey, where's she at? Okay. But honestly, it was actually really good for me to kind of practice what God's been teaching me.
That'll make it easier for the second one. And then the third one is
you'll totally forget he's even gone.
My third one's a boy. So it's like, bro, you got this.
Yeah. Well, it's really good to connect with you. Let's get into some of the stuff that you've been doing. Talk about new music.
It's interesting because someone's asking me, why is this album feel so special? Because they all feel special. You know, you talk about it all the time. Every album's like, this is special. And this is what God taught me. There's a difference in this one. And everyone's kind of feeling it too. When I wrote my first album, it was from, 23 years of life. I mean, of course, when you're a little kid, it's, you're not getting much from that, but you're still learning stuff. It was 23 years of life that you're able to write one album from all the experiences. And I don't know how this happened or what kind of led to this direction, but I felt like that this new record was, I've been doing this for 21 years. I feel like it was 21 years of what God has taught me throughout the years, and literally got to the place where, we talk about surrender, and I'm all about surrender. I'm like, God, what does that mean to surrender? God's been really kind of pressing on me. Like, surrender is not just a passive thing. Surrender, yes, it's, I let go, I lay down everything before you, but surrender really actually is an action. And it's going, I'm going to go deeper with you. I'm going to let go of those weights and those chains and surrender, but I'm going to kind of press in and go deeper. And the album's called Deeper Waters, this new album is. And so it was one of those moments of going, God, whatever it takes to go deeper with you, that's actually what I want. So my absolute surrender is actually pressing forward. And so it's been a really special kind of season because past couple of years have actually been really tough too. I've shared some of the things that I've gone through and some of the kind of the anxiety and stuff that I went through, that God's really kind of lifted and healed, which has been amazing, but not without some difficult things that have shaped a lot of what's happened in the last few years. Me and my family have been amazing. Like, me, my wife and kids have been great, but there's some external things with other family and different hardships that have been really hard, to be honest, like pretty heart-wrenching. With this new album, the concept basically is whatever it takes to get closer to you, I'm willing. Mm-hmm. Those things have brought me closer to him. And so I realized that no matter what it takes for me to get closer to you, I'm willing. It's hard to say that because you're like, what does that entail? But ultimately, that's what I want and my desire. And really, it kind of like with this song These Days, it shifted my perspective of like all the stuff going on and, the doom and gloom and fear and all that. And like, doesn't mean that you don't have a broken heart towards that stuff at all or that pain at all. Like, my heart is breaking, but it makes me go, wait a second. I'm called for literally such a time as this. The chorus actually explains it very well. It just says, I believe that you and I are in the right place at the right time. God called us by name and he doesn't make mistakes. And I believe that we're made to shine bright in a dark world that needs some light. Don't have to be afraid because maybe we were made for these days. And I think that for me kind of encapsulates going deeper and changing my perspective that you're like, you guys, you're where God has you. Even when it's like, I'm being used by the Lord, whatever. It's like, no, like, you're here for such a time as this to truly impact the people that you're impacting.
It's interesting that you mentioned that now. At church recently, we heard the phrase, don't waste this trial. And I think sometimes as believers, we get caught up in the idea, like, if I'm doing what God wants me to do, if I'm in the place that God wants me to be, then things will be easy. But that's not always the case. And sometimes we're supposed to be learning perseverance because we're going through trial. And then the added component of choose joy in the midst of it. Is there anything you can speak to around that whole idea since you have been through some things? And then also saying, I am here now for this reason in this place on this day.
you know, I think a lot of it, when I even look at scripture, I mean, it's very clear, especially consider it pure joy, my friends, when you face trials of many kinds. Why? Because it produces all these things, this character building, this perseverance, all those things that it produces. God's very clear about what trials actually produce in us. It's the pruning that helps us grow. And Jesus said that in John, he's talking to his disciples and he says, you know, I say unto you, in this world, you're going to face trials of many kinds. It's like, that is actually a promise. It's weird to say, is that a promise? Well, it kind of is a promise. He goes, but take heart, I've overcome the world. So I think that when you're walking through those times and you're like, what is going on right now? Why am I going through this? Why is the world in chaos? You know, and I feel like I'm waffling and I don't know what to do. It's like, no. Like, remember, you were created for this time. Like, you have a purpose for this time. And, you know, even that song says, these days, my heart's always on the run. These days, the world's spinning out of control. You know, these days. And it's like, you know what? Maybe we were made for these days. Mm-hmm. Maybe we were made to step out and truly be who God's called us to be in the midst of trials, tribulations. And that growth produces so many things that will impact people. And it doesn't mean that you have to go out and save 100 people. You need to drop everything and be a missionary. You need to have this big ministry. And it's like, that's not actually what Jesus is saying. If those things happen, amazing. Like, if God has actually called you to do that, then it's like, step into it. But for me, I'm going, God's called us to be, just for one, faithful with our relationship with him. And the fruits of that are going to naturally be like loving your family better, being a better person at your work or at your school. Those things are a natural byproduct. And so I think it's a mindset shift and a gratitude change too, where you're like, yes, here's the difficult things. Your heart can break for it. But what are the good things and what's God doing in your life?
In doing a little research in preparation for our conversation, watched the YouTube version of These Days. One of the top comments is from a girl who lives in Ukraine. She's talking about the war with Russia, how this is an internal and external fight, and just being inspired by that song. What do comments like that, like, what does that do for you as you're reading that and internalizing that information?
Yeah, I mean, one, it's encouraging because I think for me, doing this for so long, it's been 21 years, which is crazy to say. it's like, whoa. But I think that it makes me feel like that I'm still hearing from the Lord's voice. Does that make sense? Listen, people can say great music, great voice or whatever, all they want. But if there's not an impact that I hear, like God is impacting or whatever, like, it doesn't matter to me. You know what I'm saying? It has to have depth. An impact for me to be like, yeah, this is fruitful.
Many of us have long history with Jeremy Camp. We do remember you from back in the beginning when your girls were tiny. And like you mentioned, they're kind of spreading their wings and doing things on their own. What advice or guidance or thoughts you're like, I was your age once. Don't make the same mistakes I did. Do you have for those girls?
Yeah, I think one of the things that we've really kind of instilled in them too is that there's this kind of feeling of pressure of like, you got to figure out what you're going to be doing like right now. And I think I did. I was like, what am I supposed to do? I'm wasting my life away, or I'm not accomplishing enough at my age. And it's like, stop for a second. You're still young. You know what I mean? And I think that we've just been like, take the next step. Like right now, they're trying to figure out what they want to do. Of course, my daughter went to YWAM first and then she came back. She's getting a job. It's kind of like, okay, take the next step. Other daughter's got a job and then she's going to go to England. That's your next step. As you're living life, as you're seeking the Lord, as you're pursuing him, he's going to lead you and direct you. I think I felt so much pressure, you know, at that age of trying to figure it out. It's like, we don't have to figure it out at that age. I can tell you many things that I've learned and mistakes that I've made that I've been able to tell my kids, but that's just one simple kind of practical one that we've kind of talked to them about.
Now, as a parent, do you find yourself struggling to allow them to go their own path and like, hey, maybe you want to pursue music, but like, do you encourage that? Do you discourage it? How do you let go as a parent to do that?
Yeah. Well, for one, what's crazy right now is they're both kind of pursuing music. So I'm like, all right, well, here we go. And it's funny because this is what I do. So you would think that I'm like, yeah, go. But now I am like, go, because I want to support what they feel like they want to do. But I also understand how hard it is. You know what I mean? And it's not like, I told my guys, just because I'm your dad doesn't mean anything. Like, you have to have the calling on your life. You have to have people that connect with what God's doing in your life. You know, I can do the best I can, but it's not going to be just a silver spoon that's going to be handed to you. And they know that. That's one thing that's great. They actually know that. And they don't want that. I mean, they're really clear about, we don't want that. We want to carve our path, you know? For me, I honestly don't care, as long as that they're just pursuing Jesus in what they're doing. That sounds so Christian cliche, but it's actually the truth. That's how I feel. And I've told him that specifically. I'm like my daughter when she was 12, maybe. She goes, Dad, I don't want to do what you do. Because I never pressured them to do it. And I think she just was like, I don't know if I want to do music. And I said, I don't care what you do as long as you're just loving Jesus. You know what I mean? You just pursue him. Yeah. And now, of course, she wants to do
music. You know, you've learned a few things in your adult life. What's some advice you might have for someone just getting started on that path?
Yeah, I think sometimes your path can change in a sense. Like you may be going down one way. Like my daughter, to be honest, my oldest daughter wanted to be a missionary. But then she got back and just really felt like that actually this is not where I want to go. So I think even sometimes it's okay to take a detour. You know what I mean? Where you might be pursuing something and God's like, that's not actually what I have for you. And that's okay. You know what I mean? As long as you're willing to take the detour.
Appreciate you sharing about your music. New song these days. You've got an album coming out. You've got touring coming up. We talked a little bit about family. And so those are probably a lot of the things that you get a chance to talk about during these kinds of conversations. But maybe there's one thing you don't get asked enough about. What would that be? And give you a chance to just talk about it.
Football, hot dogs, whatever.
That's good. I like that. I like bragging about my wife. Right now, what I'm loving about watching my wife, you know, she has, of course, sacrificed so much. Of course, we've traveled a lot together. She's been with me with the family. We're not separated that much, but enough to where there's a lot of sacrifice, you know. But right now, I'm so excited because she's getting a master's in biblical studies right now, which is incredible. And she just wrote a Bible study on the book of Psalms that came out with Lifeway in June or July, somewhere in there. I'm all, like, if someday somebody says about my wife or my kids, oh, are you Adrian's husband? Like, don't know anything about me. Or are you Bella and Ari and Egan's dad? And that's all they know. Trust me, I would be okay with that. Like, I'm totally fine with like pressing on the next generation or helping my wife, you know, move to this next step. And she's been speaking more. So I think that's one of the things that I love talking about.
Colts fan, right?
Oh, that hurt my heart so bad. It was that last pass that was right there, you guys. It was right in the hands. We would have made it to the playoffs.
We are in Lions country, so we understand that pain. Like, we have not had successful seasons for quite a long time, but this year we do, so we're pretty excited about that.
Jared Goff done well, so I'm excited for him. So well done, guys.
Because we had so much to do with it.
I mean, it is always a collective effort.
Good job, Lions. Seriously, good job.
Is there anything else you want to leave with the audience before we let you go?
I think that, you know, kind of going into this new season of the year, really kind of ask yourself with that song these days too, of like, okay, like I want to change my perspective this year and like understand that God has me here for a reason and embrace that. That's my heart for this song.
Jeremy, it was good to connect with you once again. Hopefully we'll have a chance to talk to you again soon.
Guys, thank you so much. So good chatting with you always. So appreciate you guys.